I'm Jordan.
And I'm Rosanna.
And on this podcast, we explore how to take life off autopilot
and relentlessly pursue a life worth living
together.
Hello, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 12 of the Relentless Pursuit Podcast. We're calling this one Hello 2021.
Hello.
This is the last episode of 2020 and the last episode of our second season. So thank you to all of you who have been listening during Seasons 1 and Season 2 and during all of 2020.
Yeah. We really appreciate the opportunities to engage with you. So as folks have been listening, they've been sharing just their thoughts, sharing with us some things that maybe we said that struck them, and maybe kind of like adding some of their own like two cents or perspectives or feedback as well. So we've appreciated all those opportunities just to be able to engage with all of you. And as you listen to these, if there's anything that stands out to you, I think one of the best things that we would recommend and really enjoy is if you shared either an episode or even a clip of something with someone else who you feel may benefit from what other thoughts Rosanna and I are sharing with one another. And certainly any shout outs on social media, we appreciate a great deal as well. So thank you to the many of you who have been doing that. And we're hoping for a little bit more of that as we continue on as well.
All right. So what's up ahead for these next 4 weeks?
All right. So this is the last episode of our second season. And just like at the end of our first season, we are going to go dark for about a month, and then we'll come out with season 3. So each of our seasons so far has had 12 episodes. This being the 12th one, we'll take a few weeks off to make sure that we prepare everything for the next set of 12 that we're pretty excited to bring you to.
Yeah, that gives you some time in January to kind of refocus, recalibrate, get ready, and then we'll kick off on Wednesday, February 3rd with our first new episode.
That's right.
All right. So you want to just do a quick recap of last week's episode to kind of launch us forward?
Yeah, I really enjoy talking about last week's episode because you can't have the conversation we're about to have about 2021 without the one that we had last week about 2020. So the reflection really needs to come first. And we talked a lot during that conversation that we recorded, but also since then too, just about what it was that we felt like 2020 brought to us and what we brought to it. So that was our reflection. And based on some of those takeaways that we shared with one another, we spent time over the past week really, we haven't really talked about this together yet at all.
No.
But we're really concentrating on what we would like to try to take advantage of in the upcoming year.
Yeah, I agree. As I was getting ready some of my notes for today to share, all I could think of was that song that we don't really know the words to, but plays after the new year rings in. Right? So it's called Auld Lang Syne. So it's an Irish song. And what that means is Auld Lang Syne is for old time's sake. So the song is all about reminiscing the year that has gone by. And so we did that last week. But now we're not going to dwell on the last year that's now behind us. But we're going to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so today's episode is really all about kind of setting goals, making a plan, having a vision for what's ahead.
All right. Well, let's bring in the new year here. All right. Looking forward to celebrating the turning of the page.
Here we go. You know what? There's one thing, though, that I do want to address that maybe we didn't say last week.
Okay.
And that's that 2020 was hard. So if you didn't achieve your goals from last year and you're barely hanging on, I feel like that's okay. Be proud that you're still here, that you're still standing, because sometimes that's more than enough. And I don't think we give people enough credit sometimes for just surviving. It's some people are meant to thrive, and for others, it's just about survival.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we can hold, you know, what happened this past year against ourselves. And if we are in a tough spot. I think we're looking forward to like what 2021 may bring. And I really appreciated the conversation we were able to have with Jason Waller in episode 10, talking about resiliency. And I feel like there's some great takeaways from that, just personally, that I'm hoping to just bring to my mindset and my attitude towards what's ahead. But yeah, 2020 was extremely challenging for many of us.
Yeah, you know, this is what I love when we have these conversations, because I wanted to bring up that conversation of resiliency too, because really those three kind of takeaways for him were focusing on what you can control, finding gratitude for what you do have, and then finding ways and solutions to move forward. So really, goal setting is a powerful process, and it helps you to choose where you want to go. And so that's what this episode is all about, choosing where we want to go moving forward. And just like all of our conversations, like, it comes back to intentionality. Like, the life we want won't just happen. You need a plan. Sometimes you need a challenge and some accountability. So we need to cultivate our days and our time. And mm-hmm. so that's what today's episode is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Cause I don't want 2021 to dictate to me what my opportunities or limitations are. I mean, there is an extent to which that is inevitable. But I think that we have much more in control than sometimes we are aware of. And it takes this process to really make sure that we leverage that moving forward.
All right. So do you want to dive into just kind of what our goals and what our plans are, or?
Well, I can't talk about our goals and plans.
I can talk about yours and mine.
Right. Okay. Yes. But I'm kind of curious, like, I have a sketch right now, and I think everyone needs to know that this is a process. So we can't just sit down and real quickly, like, scribble out. It's like, okay, next year I have goals 1, 2, and 3, because it maybe it comes like that quickly to some of us, or maybe some folks have put some thought into it ahead of time. But for me, at least, like, there is a process to it. So I consider what I have now to be a draft. You're going to give me feedback on my draft. And I really think over the course of the next month, like, this is going to become more refined and more clear, really, the more thought I put into what's the most feasible and what's the most, just kind of like the biggest goals that I really want to put my time and attention towards.
Yeah. And I think you're right, because you've made some lists of some notes. I've made some lists. But then what we'll do probably within the next couple of weeks is kind of like go through it together and kind of see where we are individually, how we can craft that around what we want our family to, like, our family time and things to look like, how we can help support each other. So this conversation is a jumping off point. Mm-hmm. I've pick some practical things that I could share with our audience that really have nothing to do with you or us. It's more about, like, me. Yeah. And then we kind of, like, work those things in. But when we're talking about setting goals, I think there's a number of levels in which you can set goals or resolutions or plans, or, you know, however you want to look at it.
So you have different levels to yours, you'd say.
Yeah. I think last year I looked at, like, big picture, like, what certain categories, bigger pictures, then breaking them down into, like, smaller targets that I could, like, keep track of. So I think that's something that people can do. You know, you brought up the questions last year. How do I want this year to look? How do I want this year to feel? So, like, it could be more of more setting intentions. A lot of people choose words of the year, like, that they want to frame everything under, like, a certain word. You know, I had a word last year and it was cultivate. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was going to be about, like, cultivating my business and, like, cultivating, like, the certain things that, like, it fell under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is, like, about, like, 6 months in, so this was in June, I pulled out my goal planner and I was like, this word is being used in a far different way than I had ever imagined.
Right.
It was about cultivating our kids and our family and the shift and the focus of our life. And so it's interesting to see how the direction I thought that word was going to drive me, you know, just out of the things that I could not control, it kind of took a whole nother path. And so it's kind of beautiful to kind of see how that transpired, but mm-hmm. it wasn't necessarily what I intended.
Yeah. So you're saying, like, everyone has really their own way of going about this. I'm sure you have, and you have a way that's a little bit different than mine as well. And I don't really even do it the same way twice. So the way I went about constructing my vision for 2020 looks different than what I ended up coming up with this year.
Okay. So do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
I kind of want you to go first, okay, because I think it's going to make me reflect on what I have, and maybe even I'll modify it as we go.
Hey, we're all different, so it's all going to look different. So I think I'm going to start with, I was thinking about those two questions. What do I want this year to look like? How do I want it to feel? And I tied that to, like, having a word for the year. So I just shared that last year's word was cultivate. Hmm. I feel like the word that I want to kind of focus on this year is the word engage or engaged. I want to be all in. And with, like, the caveat that I want to be all in whatever area or arena I'm in, and however the year kind of takes us, however the nuance of the year goes, like, I'm just going to be engaged in whatever's in front of me. Mm-hmm. So if that means my business is booming because now people are making up for weddings and people are getting vaccinated and there's weddings every week, I'm like, I'm going to be all in. And if it means
that would be great.
Right. And if it also means that my kids are home for another school year and they're going to need me, like, then I'm going to be all in. Mm-hmm. And if it means something else entirely, like whatever that is, I'm going to be all in. So that's kind of like big picture, mm-hmm. is that I'm going to be engaged. Because I think for part of this year, what ended up happening to me is because everything shift and I'm home and I'm managing e-learning and whatever, I felt a little like disengaged and distracted.
Yeah, because you were still trying to function along plan A.
Correct.
And then meanwhile,
correct,
we threw out plan A without, correct, your permission and forcing.
And then
plan
I didn't
B.
change my goals accordingly. So looking back to last year, I had all these great goals, these great intentions that the first 3 months of the year, months of the year, I was nailing. And then I didn't like reassess and like plan new goals. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I want to be all in and engaged. That's how I want my year to look. That's how I want it to feel. And that means if things shift, then I need to be all in wherever I am.
Okay.
Or wherever the year takes me. So in having said that, I have goals. So do you want me to just go and then you can just kind of go after me?
Fire away and I'll add my two cents accordingly.
Okay. So I have some business goals that I'm not going to share. I have some family goals and some health
goals. Oh, you
should
share those. Yeah.
Well, but,
or do you have some of those go without saying? Like, you want to grow your business? You want to love your
family?
Right.
There are certain things that, like, you know, I shared last week that would, you know, still be similar. But these are some specific things and they're based on, what's funny is they're based on a lot of the conversations we've had on the podcast this year. And what I'm thinking is, you know, kind of turning this all into a blog post, then I'll throw up on the blog because people can read through it a little bit better. Sure. But I mean, our conversations have inspired me to look at some of these specific areas. And the first one is phone usage. And so instead of adding goals and picking things up and trying to one more thing, I need less of it. Mm-hmm. You and I are very different. I'm always on my phone. You know that. I know even just you look at me and I'm like, don't judge me. Like, I'm mindlessly on my phone, disengaging because I'm overwhelmed.
If that is a goal of yours, then I very willingly support you in this endeavor.
So I want to commit to less of it, less time on my phone, stop wasting time and work on a plan to like really like, not cold turkey because like I need it for, like, I want to use it as a tool for my business or as a, you know, tool for this or that, but to the mindless scrolling and like the incessant time on it is too much. Yeah. So that's my first goal.
Right. Yeah. And I'm kind of like over like the phone too. Like it's I feel like it's just always with me. Like it's in my pocket. It's like the one ring from Lord of the Rings where it's like, I thought I put it over there. No, actually it's in my pocket. And like it's just always on your mind and it kind of turns you over time, like into this. Actually that was one of the things I have listed too for myself. But I think we've talked about that a lot this year. So now it's time to almost like develop a new habit that's oriented towards your phone.
So I haven't made the steps yet, or like how I'm going to like maybe my phone locks itself and I can't get out. Like, I just feel like it's a problem. Like, it's legitimately a problem. I am on it too much. Mm-hmm. And so that's my first thing. And by setting that goal, I think that's going to allow for some of my other goals to reemerge.
Yeah.
Because it's wasting my time.
I think so too. And it's distracting. It kind of like steals you into this digital world where if you want to be engaged, like, that's probably not what you need most of the time.
It doesn't make me stronger or happier, or it does nothing for me. It really doesn't.
You know, I have an app on my phone where I can control the devices on the network.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not talk about it. I'm going to start like panicking.
All right, so we'll work through the practicalities of that.
So I think that's going to just open up a lot of time, and it's going to open up a lot of like peace and clarity for me, which kind of goes into my second goal, which is I have a reading goal this year.
Okay.
And so the first one is about less, and this one is about more. 2020 was actually the year in the last 5 years that I've read the least amount.
Right.
Which I don't
is
know
a little
why
ironic
that is,
because
we've
like
had
you had
way
more time.
More time,
right.
Except there's kids here all the time and dogs and all of these crazy things. But so I have these kind of micro goals, which is I'd like to read 6 books in the first 6 months of the year. So a book a month, and then 20 total for the year.
All right. So
a minimum of 6 in the first 6 months, which is a book a month.
All right. And then you better pick up the pace.
And then
you don't want to be stuck reading 14.
Because of summer and whatnot.
Okay.
One of my goals last year was to enjoy and disengage more by relaxing. And so the 6 books I did read were all fiction. And that's the first time I've read fiction in probably 3 years. It's always been like nonfiction about learning and growing. And so while I met that goal, just the amount of time I spent reading was a lot less. And I think it was because I was on my phone a lot more.
Yeah.
And so I think those two are related.
Okay. Well, one of those books can be the book club book for the Relentless Pursuit podcast season 3.
Yeah, maybe. But I am going to share what I chose for my first book.
Okay.
In case people are interested in what we're reading or maybe they need a book. This is called Atomic Habits. It's Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. So I think that's the first one I'm going to dive in.
Where'd you get that? I haven't seen that before.
Bought it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I like when Amazon packages arrive when you're not here. Guilt-free shopping, ladies and gentlemen. All right, number three. We had a whole episode about hobbies and hustles, and it got me thinking about the fact that I feel like I'm lacking in hobbies, although I've been working out consistently, and I've even like tried yoga this year, which has been like good for me. Like, I feel like that's like in a health category, and I wanted something like a little bit more creative and artsy to kind of like help inspire me. And so I've thought about this a lot. I've researched a little bit, and I think I want to learn calligraphy.
Yes, you'd be very good at that.
Right, because, right, my graphic design background, and I am artsy, like I can draw pretty well, and it's something I've always wanted to do. I can take classes online, they send you a kit, they do like e-courses, and actually someone who does that actually lives like right here in Bloomingdale that I know. We've partnered before on events for weddings. She actually does like stationery and calligraphy, and so I contacted her, and like I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So something just for me, something creative and fun.
There you go. And then you could use, so you're saying you could use that, like, you know, within the context of your business, but it's really, this is just something you're personally interested in, and you're like, I want to learn more, see where this goes.
And so I'm going to spend a little money, buy the kits, like do some online Zoom classes, like when they have some in-person ones, like maybe take one and like find something fun to do instead of it always being about work or learning.
Right.
Something to let go.
Well, you're still learning.
Well, yeah, but
this
like,
is fun learning.
Fun learning.
Right.
Not like because I need to grow my business or a podcast or something like that.
Sure.
Number four is a gratitude journal. I've thought a lot about this. We've been talking a lot about being grateful, and I do want it to extend throughout the whole year. And so I picked up another book.
Okay.
This one is 52 Weeks of Gratitude, a 1-year journal. And it says to reflect, pray, and record thankfulness. So it's broken up for 1 week of the year, and it's a different topic. So it's not like, okay, what are you grateful for today? So like week one, rest. Week three, hospitality. Week seven, laughter. Week eight,
what's
laundry.
Week 41?
Oh, good. Week eight is laundry day. Can't wait. Week 41, trees.
All right. So you like, really cover the whole gamut there. So does this count as one of your 20 books?
Not one of my 20 books, no.
No, I would say so.
No. Nah. I mean, there's things to read and things to consider, and it's broken up by category.
Okay.
But I do. I want to be more grateful for not just the big things, but the little things.
Okay.
So, and it's a good way to write and reflect and pray. And so I'm going to try it. So 52 Weeks of Gratitude. Target has it. Amazon has it. So.
Mm-hmm. We could put a link to these on our site in case anyone's interested too.
And then the last big one I'm going to share is generosity. This one's been on my mind a lot lately. I know some people would characterize us as generous. Like we'll donate to causes or we'll volunteer our time. But I feel like, and we've been talking about this the last few years, like we really want to like find our cause or some causes and back them or participate more heavily. And I feel like it's really time to do that. So I have not yet researched like what it's going to be, but I want to commit to it. I want to commit to something outside of myself, and I want it to be more than just like writing a check.
Yeah.
Or when someone has like a, like a donation thing, like, or doing, you know, doing it.
You should do those. It's almost like too easy though. It's like the problem is out there somewhere and like, here you go. Here's some money. Like, oh, good luck with that.
Yeah. So I want to, that's something I want to work on with you is like, what can we maybe commit to? What are we interested in as maybe as in a family and even get the entire family involved in that cause.
Yeah. Okay.
And then this is just like a little nuanced thing.
Oh.
I get a planner every year. I have a commit 30 planner, and they do these things where like you should just commit to 30 day challenges. Mm-hmm. It's not something that has to like last all year or quarterly. But like doing something 30 days at a time. So maybe like doing some of these together or apart, but like doing something like a dry January, like 30 days, no alcohol or no sweets in February, or committing to like run or walk a certain number of miles for a month. And, you know, just like as a way to be, cause we are a little competitive. But also to help build good, healthy habits.
Right. Yeah. Actually, the healthy competition is not a bad idea.
So, yeah. So that's just kind of some of the things that I'm looking at. Not all of them, but some of them.
Okay. Yeah. I on my list, there's some things I didn't even write down because it almost like goes without saying. It's like, well, I want to, you know, call my parents every week. Well, it kind of goes without saying, like, I'm going to do that. Or, was another one. Like try to like be a better dad and find fun things to do with the kids. Like that's going to happen. So I don't need to write that down. I don't need to focus on that because that's already just where my natural inclination is. So there's some overlap. So the good news is there's some overlap with what we've both come up with. So I'll get to those.
I like that because to me that just means we are growing together. Mm-hmm. And we are like-minded and we're trying to get to our final destination together. So that makes me excited.
What's the final destination?
I don't know. that, relentlessly pursuing a life worth living together.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's the pursuit. It's the journey. Correct. Along the way. I don't know if there is a destination.
Somewhere warm.
A really good eulogy. Right. Okay. So the way I organize this, let me cover that first, is that I have various... I would say categories here, but like last year, the categories were, I don't know, more, shoot, I'm going to use the word categorical. That's stupid. But it was like personal, professional, finance, you know, those kinds of categories. I don't have those categories this year. What I did was I listed, I have 6 different categories, but I have one kind of overarching guiding question. So let me share the guiding question. It was, who do I want to be in 2021? Not what do I want to do or what goals do I have to set? Sometimes those are like the first questions that I base everything off of. But I'm looking at this conversation at the end of next year. And I want to think like, all right, who was I? Was I the kind of person that I really feel like I ought to be? Because I think pretty often we're not, or we don't stop to ask that question. So I wrote down 2 things in response to that. Who do I want to be? The first one is to have an increased awareness and care of others around me.
Wow.
Right. And I think I can, sometimes I like have so many like goals or things that I'm working on that I just try to like channel my energy towards those to the extent that I lose. And it's not like I'm uncaring, but I can like genuinely increase. So it's not like develop, but actually increase my awareness and care. That goes for you. That goes for the kids. That goes for the extended family. That goes for neighbors, for colleagues, for everyone I come in contact with, and even people I've never met. So we were like talking about causes and things. So kind of have this others orientedness to an extent that I have not demonstrated in previous years.
I'm super proud of you.
Oh,
well. I am. Like, it really, I'm like slightly choked up about it because you are very goal-oriented and you're very like focused on like what you want to get done. And it's never at the expense of others, but you've never really like thought about like maybe that caring for others is just as important as whatever that goal is.
Yeah. So. Right. No one ever regrets like, you know, doing a good thing, right? A good deed. But it's hard to do it in the first place because it's putting others first.
I think that's going to be hard for you. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's why I put it down. That's why it's a goal.
And it's not because you're a bad person.
So you have to focus on it. We got to try. Yeah.
Ooh, okay, go ahead.
All right. So that was the first thing I came up with. The second thing was I want to be committed to consistently doing the things I care about and know that work.
Okay.
Because, I mean, so many times we're like, well, I know like what I should be doing in this instance, but I don't do that. Like we default to maybe habits that we know aren't as constructive for ourselves. And I know I can certainly do that. So just recognize like, all right, like I'm 37 years old here. Like I know what works. I don't need to like kind of play around with life anymore. Like I kind of figured out like the things that work and the things that don't for the most part. So just almost like take my own advice and be like, no, I don't need that. Or I do need this and actually do it. All right. So those are 2 of the guiding things. So a lot of the things that I list are stemming off of those. So here are my 6 categories that ended up evolving into, and there's tons of overlap here. And anyone listening, like, I don't think like it needs need to be like strictly like defined. It's just a matter of putting it down and thinking through it. So someone listening is going to be like, well, like what he puts in one category could easily go in another. It doesn't matter. So the first one is what I want to maintain. And I feel like there's a lot of good things, but I wrote down 2 in particular. I wanted to write down like working out. Because this year I have been the most consistent with that. And I feel like I'm in a good spot. I'd like to keep that going.
Good.
and our intentional times together. I think that fluctuated throughout the year, but that's one thing that I would really like to enjoy and maintain, me and you.
All right. I'm on board.
All right. So the next category is things to improve. So stuff that has happened, but I would like to continue on that trajectory. One is with eating. I've taken a new interest in, you know, I used to like look at people who are like vegetarians or vegans and be like, that's weird. And now I'm thinking like they might be onto something. So I'm not going to give up meat or anything like that, but I've been enjoying salads a great deal more, which really surprised me. And, you know, I'd like to.
Well, when you put like quinoa and chickpeas and butternut squash.
I've been impressed with the salad world this year. Yeah. All right, this one's a little bit more philosophical, but I would like to improve in knowing what I stand for. All right, I think I, as well as many others, can be very quick to like have a stance on something or to take a side or to be part of a tribe and just kind of follow along. I would like to be able to articulate to myself, I'm not thinking of like to what extent I'm going to engage with others, but to myself, I'd like to be able to really articulate, like, here's the stance I take on like this particular issue or aspect. And here's the reasons why.
And having reasons why.
And having reasons why. I'd like to improve just with money management. I mean, that almost goes without saying, but that my attention to detail fluctuates. So I'd like to improve with the consistency of that. And another one too, that will filter into a few of the others is I'd like to, ask for advice and feedback more often.
Okay.
All right. Habits, morning routines. I've had one, so I want to like maintain and even just kind of make sure that I adhere to that. So we'll talk maybe about morning routines in a different show next season.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And I wrote on electronics too, because I use my electronics differently than you, but I feel the same way where it's a lot of unnecessariness. The thing is always with me. Like, can I just leave it and open up some mental space to engage with what is actually around me? I wrote down a few 30-day experiments as well. All right. So this is where this aligns. And the idea of the experiment, I think, is just to see, it's like, let's see what happens. Let's see how I feel during and at the end of this. And it's not like a year. Sometimes we make a year long commitment and it just becomes
too much.
And it becomes like frustrating. And then we feel like we let ourselves down. 30 days is manageable. So I did, and I'm actually, this is one I'm going to do January 1 is no alcohol or caffeine. I'll do morning coffee. But, you know, I'll have like coffee or espresso like in afternoons or evenings pretty often too. And then I'll often have like wine with dinner or something. But I want to almost like see how I feel in the evenings, because we've talked about that as well, is like just, you know, those chemicals kind of messing with your body at night. So I just want to see what happened, like how do I feel if I take out that for 30 days?
Well, and part of that is journaling about how you feel and being a little bit more in tune to your body and kind of paying attention.
Yeah. Another thing with that is 30 days, no sweets. So I think you mentioned the exact same two things. So we can do that together. I would love, you might like this one because it involves you. I would love 30 consecutive days of having like some quality, like just conversation with you every night.
Oh.
So we do it like once a week, which I really like. But what would it be like if we just did it 30 days in a row?
Well, that's not to say that we don't see each other or don't talk. It's just like the level of how deep we go.
Yeah, like
how
taking we focus. 30 to 60 minutes before we fall asleep. And I'd like to take 30 days just to kind of exclude you and spend like 30 to 60 minutes just writing. And that goes along with some other goals too. So those are four experiments that I have. A couple to-dos that go along with that is to, I'd like to see a nutritionist this year. I'd like to see a sleep specialist as well, just to like ask for advice from experts in this case and try to improve myself. And I don't know about what yet, but I'd like to take a class.
All right.
So you're doing a class. I'm doing a class. All right. And the final category was actual goals. All right. So those were a lot of lists and to-dos, minor things, right?
That's good. Like things to consider, things to try, nothing that like, you know, even your to-dos and your 30-minute or your 30-day, you know, things just kind of happen.
Yeah. All right, so let me rattle through these real quick. I want to do something new and surprising. I don't even know what yet. Something that is not really within my context of experience so far. I would like to explore the concept of goodness and become more others oriented. And that goes along with, I would like to be consistent and how do I phrase this? I have consistent and surprising charity with my time, money, and energy. I want to write more, especially about education, write fiction, and another vague one, my last goal is to get obsessed with something.
Interesting.
Right, just kind of let myself go and be like, you know what? I am truly obsessed with that. I don't know what it's going to be.
Well, I like your guiding questions. I like kind of like your overall umbrella. I love what you have written for this year. I think these are all things that you've been thinking a lot about, and I can tell. And what is the one thing I always tell you when you come up with your lists? There's something I say to you.
You always say, it's too much. It's too ambitious. There's too many things. I can be, what's the phrase?
I say, you can do anything, but you can't do everything.
Yes.
So I'm going to share that with you here live. Some people are probably like, this guy is crazy. You know, some people set one goal. I want you to feel fulfilled this year. I want you to take those risks and those challenges. So we just got to make the intentional time to support each other through those things.
Yeah. And I'm already imagining our conversation a year from now, as I'll pull out this exact same sheet of paper and we'll kind of talk through how did it go? What did we change or add or take off that list as the year went on?
Yeah. And I think what will help maybe this year too is posting these. Like, we always have them written somewhere, but it's in something that's like closed but on our kitchen little cork board or somewhere where
I thought you meant like online so others could keep track of us.
No. Just so that we can see them, remind each other, keep ourselves accountable, right? Hanging on the fridge every time you open it and you're looking at, what am I going to get obsessed with?
Well, you know what I do every year is I do type these up and then I put them at the very top of my annual diary. Annual Geordie's log. And so every time I open that up, that's the very first thing that shows up is here's the list of things that you are pursuing this year. And then as I write about each day, you know, the question naturally comes up. How does this day match to the bigger vision that I have for myself?
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening this week. Thank you for being with us in 2020. And we hope that you take some time, whether it's before 2021 kicks off or even during the month of January.
Whenever you may be listening to
this. Yeah, I mean, maybe you're going to replace the time that you've listened to us each week for 30 to 60 minutes with some time to kind of set some goals. So, you know, ask yourself, who do you want to be? What do you want this year to look like? How do you want to feel? What's your word? Do you need to set big picture goals or small targets? Do you want to challenge yourself and your spouse? You know, what is it that you want to do? Take some time and think about it, dream about it, plan for it. Invest in yourself, invest in each other, and be intentional about cultivating the year and the life that you say you want.
Yeah, we're really excited about what's coming up in 2021, and we hope that you are as well. So thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for listening all season, and we'll look forward to seeing you next year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope you will use this conversation as a starting point for your own. We hope you're encouraged to think and act more intentionally.
If you want to learn more, you can visit our website, therelentlesspursuitpodcast.com, where you can find notes on today's show, plus additional blog posts, and you can subscribe to our free members list.
Please subscribe, leave a review, and share with your friends.
Facebook and Instagram are two great places to connect with us for daily doses of our quotable quotes, behind the scenes, and real-time photos, videos, and challenges.
Until next time, let us know how you are taking life off autopilot
and relentlessly pursuing what matters.